Trump just said to the president of Liberia, "You speak such good English. Where did you learn that?" But he doesn't know that English is the official language of Liberia.
Well, thank you. It's such good English, such beautiful. Where did you learn to speak so beautifully? Where were you educated? Where? In Liberia. Well, that's very interesting.
It's not that interesting. Donald Trump is not in control, and we have it on video. I want to demonstrate to you throughout this video that Trump isn't the one making the final decisions. No, it's not some deep state puppet master pulling the strings. It's just the fact that he's so incompetent and lazy, the people around him are dictating the policy. We know that Stephen Miller is leading the way when it comes to immigration. We'll talk about that. But just imagine for a second if Biden did what Trump does regarding executive orders. Trump has signed more executive orders than anyone in history. And when he does this, it's his secretary, Will Scharf, handing him a black little folder. And Trump asks, "What is this? What am I about to sign?" And then Will Scharf, who could totally be lying, very briefly explains to him the executive order, and Trump signs it, meaning Trump isn't drafting these executive orders. He's not placing his thumb on the scale. He is being handed executive order after executive order, and he just signs them. Trump wants to attack Biden's auto pen, but Trump seems to not even be reading the executive orders before he signs them. And by the way, the auto pen has been used by many different presidents. So this week, we learned that Pete Hegseth, Donald Trump's defense secretary, for the second time, decided to pause weapons shipments to Ukraine without Trump even knowing. I mean, this article reads, "Hegseth did not inform the White House before he authorized pause on weapons shipment to Ukraine, causing an immediate scramble, an immediate stir." I want to walk you through all of this because Trump was confronted on that today, and he very transparently doesn't know what to say. But let's just start from the beginning. At the beginning of Trump's press conference, he's asked, "Can you explain how the latest round of tariffs were calculated?" Because Trump has once again backed off of having any sort of deadline. It's all just a mess. Let's take a look.
"Sir, can you explain how you calculated your latest round of tariffs? Was there a formula that was used? And do you expect any of these countries to face tariffs as well?"
The formula was a formula based on common sense, based on deficits, based on how we've been treated over the years, and based on raw numbers. And we're going to have a couple of more coming out today. Brazil, as an example, has been not good to us.
Look at his complexion. Why is he's not even orange anymore. This is like a weird brown skin thing. I don't even know what's going on here. But he said in this clip, "It's just common sense. They arrived at these numbers via common sense," which is laughable because when these numbers were put into AI a few months back, someone ran them through ChatGPT, apparently the numbers were just pulled out of someone's ass. Like they had no rhyme or reason. Here's another clip of Donald Trump talking about anti-Semitism only days after he used the word Shylocks and only a few years after he had dinner with Nick Fuentes, who was a leading anti-Semite.
"Your administration took new actions against Harvard University today. Are you still optimistic about reaching a deal with the university?"
"Oh, yeah, I think so. Harvard's been very bad, totally anti-Semitic. And, yeah, they'll absolutely reach a deal." Peter?
I never want to hear Republicans gaslight about anti-Semitism. It's so disgusting that they try to weaponize the word anti-Semitism against college students when the Republican Party is knee-deep in it. Yes, a lot of the politicians support Israel, but then they also rub shoulders with weird conspiratorial, like, neo-Nazi figures. Jack Posobiec, that dude who I debated on the Piers Morgan panel, remember the Jack dude who had no good points? He's like a neo-Nazi. Not like, he is a neo-Nazi. And he still walks around with the Trump admin, no repercussions whatsoever. Let me show you this main clip. This clip is wild. Trump is asked, "How can you let someone make decisions without you knowing?" And Trump very, very, very clearly doesn't have a good answer. He says, "I would know. I would have known if the decision were made." But dude, we have multiple reports coming from inside your cabinet that Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth did not inform the White House before he authorized a pause on weapon shipments, which he's done before as well. Take a look at this clip of Trump.
Sir, President?
Yeah, please.
Sir, yesterday you said that you were not sure who ordered the munitions halted to Ukraine. Have you since been able to figure that out?
Well, I haven't thought about it because we're looking at Ukraine right now and munitions, but I have not gone into it.
What does it say that such a big decision could be made inside your government without you knowing?
I would know. If a decision was made, I will know. I'll be the first to know. In fact, most likely, I'd give the order, but I haven't done that yet. Yeah, please.
By the way, this guy is lying through his teeth. He is absolutely and utterly lying right now. I have more clips to play, but I hate when Trump supporters say all politicians lie because it's different with Trump. What Trump does is a constant, relentless carpet bombing of the information landscape with falsehood, 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 but it's coming top down from the president of the United States. That's the disgusting part. When the president is making up lies about election fraud, that is far different than some random activist on Twitter saying something crazy. Yes, do random far-left people on Twitter say wacky stuff? Of course. But that's just a random person on Twitter. Compare that to the top-down rhetoric coming from Donald Trump. Or what about the Republicans who were making fun of Zohran, calling to deport him? What about the Republican, wasn't it Andy Ogles? One of the Republicans was also making fun of the victims of the Minnesota shooting. It just never ends, so I don't want to hear this virtue signaling. Watch this clip of Fox News just cutting coverage halfway through the presser. You know, 1 year ago, Fox News would have killed to have any coverage of Trump in the White House. Now, they cut away because they realize, you know, the underlying faults.
Big problem in Africa. Immigration will also be on the agenda, and I hope we can bring down the high rates of people overstaying visas and also make progress on the safe third country agreements.
We're going to keep monitoring the president's remarks with his meeting there with the leaders of five different African countries.
Trump is doing a very important meeting. We're going to keep monitoring it to see if he gets any more coherent. Then we'll bring it to you, is basically what they're saying. Trump is holding a presser with five different leaders at the White House, and you're going to cut away from that. I'm not saying that anything of substance is being said here. I'm just saying Fox News would have loved to cover this any other day. Now they're conveniently cutting away because Trump gets dog-walked by his own cabinet. Watch this clip of him lying.
Things are more costly. No, they're much less costly. Yesterday, $1.99 a gallon. It's three states. Things are more costly. No, they're much less costly. Yesterday, $1.99 a gallon. It's three states. We're selling gasoline at $1.99. You haven't seen that for a long time.
We haven't seen that for a long time, including now. There is no state selling gas at $1.99. What's gas like around you guys? Let me know in the comment section. I live in Chicago, and of course, gas would be slightly higher in a city just due to economic reasons, but right now it's like $4.50, $4.60. I even believe I saw $4.80 the other day, so it is nowhere near $1.99. The problem with Trump's platform that he ran on is they're all delusional lies. When he runs on ending the Ukraine war on day one, literally impossible. You can't do that. So people turn on him when he inevitably begins to fund Ukraine again. When he runs on releasing the Epstein files, you can't do that if you're in the Epstein files. So, of course, people are mad when he doesn't release them. He ran on being the peace president, but when Iran does develop nukes, you have to do something. So he goes back on his word. His entire platform was dumb and contradictory, and now he's eating crow on a day-to-day basis because he lied to his fan base, and his fan base is beginning to realize that they got lied to in a transparent way. I just made a video about that earlier. If you're watching this video right now, there's a good chance I am live below with Chris. Chris and I are doing the Chris and Adam Show. We go live multiple times a week. Go check it out. I'll see you all in the next video, and peace out.